Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were taught that not only doing wrong is sin, but not doing what we're supposed to do is also sin. Let's start the week with that thought. Foundation for the Bible stands. When you're saved, you're a son of God, okay? As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So this is speaking of saved people marrying unsaved people. That's still sin today. Don't let your daughters marry an unsaved man. Don't let your sons marry an unsaved girl. Don't agree to it. Don't sign any papers if you're to sign any. Don't agree to it at all. If they go out and get married, let them get married on their own. But don't finance sin against God. So he says that he saw they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit. After seeing all this happen, he says, my spirit will not always strive with man. For what is he, that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. God will judge the heart. Remember we said earlier about 1 Corinthians 4:5? Remember that God will make the hidden things known? Manifest the counsel of the hearts? So God judges the thoughts and intents of the heart. We see that in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 as well. It's not just 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5. It's other parts of the Bible also. So yes, there is the problem of sin's involvement. And there is sin's invalidation. But now let's look at sin's identification here in verse 17. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death. All unrighteousness is sin, folks. He says there is a sin not unto death. Now, we have God's definition here of what sin is. Okay? But what is unrighteousness? It is that which is not righteous. Okay? If it's not righteous, it is unrighteous. Now remember Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he hath commanded us. So righteousness is to do what God says to do and not do what God says not to do. That's how he identifies righteousness. If God defines righteousness for us, there shouldn't really be a talk any further to say about it. The righteous does what's always ethical, what's always pure, what's always right. That's righteousness. Him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin, James 4:17 says. So if you know to do good, it's not that you do something bad, you just don't do what you're supposed to do. It is sin. That is unrighteous. All unrighteousness is sin. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. We all need a Savior. Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now let me just stop right there. We're beseeched, we're strongly urged by God, by the mercies of God. This is to brethren, this is to saved people. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice. What is a living sacrifice? I mean, we read of sacrifices in the Old Testament, and they were all dead. Well, a living sacrifice is like the ox pulling the plow for the farmer. In other words, we are given to the plow. We are at the farmer's direction. We are in his stall. We are in his field. We are his. So our life is, you're not your own, but you're bought with a price. So we are a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Not acceptable unto the church, not acceptable unto me, acceptable unto God. That's a much higher thing, which is your reasonable service. The word service there actually comes from Greek word, has the idea of worship in it. You actually worship God in many ways. One of the ways you worship God is in your service, being obedient, doing what he says to do, not doing what it says not to do. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a matter of some is. Okay. You disobey that. What is it? Well, call it what it is. It is sin. Then he goes on. The next verse says, after saying, it being our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Okay, so we're told to not be conformed to the world. Don't try to emulate the world, in other words. Don't try to be like the world. Don't try to emulate it in any way. Be not conformed to this world. Don't try to make the world's, put religious words to the world's music. Okay, don't try to put Bible words to the world's music, because Bible words to the world's music is to blaspheme God. So again, be not conformed to this world, but be it transformed. And conformed is seeing something on the outside and trying to emulate it. Transform is a change that starts on the inside, of course, started by the very Spirit of God, and it works its way out into our life. So be transformed. And how are we transformed? He says, by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, how do you renew your mind? To get in the Word of God, get to know Him, pray and ask God to show you Himself, to show you His will, to show you His Word in all areas of life, that you might prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Conforming to the world is a sin. But so too is not renewing your mind, not seeking to be holy and acceptable unto God, which is good. So now you know what is good and what to do. Okay? It's more than just speaking of good things, it's doing good things. Now, the thought of foolishness is sin. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 7 says, every idle word that men speak, shall they give an account thereof in the day of judgment. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. These were the very words of Jesus, that every idle word. We read earlier of God judging in Noah's day, not only the violence, but the thoughts and the imaginations of the heart. And it brought a flood that destroyed this entire world, except those on the ark, those in the ark, and the fish of the sea, and that's about it that survived. Sin is not doing righteousness. Okay? When you don't do righteousness, it is sin. Again, Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together is a matter of some is. Okay? But he also said before that in verse 24, to provoke one another unto love and good work. Now, some people are pretty good at provoking, but it's not to love and good works. Well, he says we're to provoke one another to love and good work. That's what the Bible says. Doing what you're supposed to do as God tells you to do it and when you're supposed to do it. Idle words, thoughts. Look, until you learn that God is holy and we aren't the judge, you may have to learn the hard way what sin is in God's sight. Now notice these words about heaven in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. But the fearful and the unbelieving, the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Okay, you're not so bad. That's the statement of some ignorant people about any sin. It's not that bad. Well, Revelation chapter 21, verse 27 says, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie. Have you ever lied? Okay. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now, that takes us back to the truth of Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. Remember that? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, the wages of sin is death. That's grim news, but that's only half the verse. The good news is eternal life is through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 says, wherefore by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We're all sinners, my friend. We inherited a sin nature from Adam. We're born into this world separated from God, headed for hell unless we receive Christ as our Savior. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that idea there is we not only sin, but we continually sin. We continually come short of the glory of God. You need to ask yourself, what is the glory of God? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. So many people talk about hypocrites in church. One of our people were on door-to-door visitation the other day and said, lady met at the door, says, I don't like to go to church because of all the hypocrites there, as if she was saying something new. And I thought, well, there, you know, that's pretty funny. She doesn't want to go to church with hypocrites, but she's going to be in hell forever with hypocrites. I mean, why would you not want to go to church for an hour or two to learn of God, but not go because there might be hypocrites there? Look, there's always going to be hypocrites in church. There really are. There's going to be a hypocrite. If a church is a Bible-preaching church, it's going to have hypocrites. You say, really? Oh, yeah, yeah. You see, Satan will always try to sow. He'll sow those things among the wheat. He'll sow tares among the wheat. So there's always going to be tares. There's always going to be hypocrites in the church. That's what Satan does. He tries to be an angel of light. You know, you may not be faithful to church, but Satan is. He wants to keep people from getting saved. He wants to keep Christians from getting right. So he'll be there. And so again, we find that all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. Everyone needs a Savior. We wrote, read in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, not that we get good enough, then he might save. No, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, even in my worst, even without me trying to get good enough.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.